Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to Indie Review Behind the Scenes, the weekend edition, and this is Michelle Cornwell-Jordan. I am one of your hosts, and Jamie White, my co-host, is joining me. Guys, please forgive me. I sound terrible, I know. The change of weather is getting me down here in Texas. Jamie, I'm so used to warm weather. It's cold. It's cold. So, how are you today, Jamie?
Doing okay. Still, yeah, fighting nano.
Yes, nanoitis.
Got a few hundred words. So. Yeah, I got a few hundred words at least, like about 500 to 600 in so far. It's like,
Well, hey, that is awesome.
Yeah, only about
that
another,
awesome.
Like, what, 1,000, 1,500 or something like that to go. It's like, oh, Lord, help me.
You can do it. You got this. All right, guys. Tonight... Very, very excited and very honored. Tonight we're chatting with author Jasmine K. Rogers. Ms. Rogers, she is one of the contributors to the Brown Girl Books Publishing's Single Mama Dating Drama. Guys, welcome her to the show. Jasmine, how are you?
I am well. How are you all tonight?
We're doing pretty good. It's Friday. That
yes,
makes everything better.
Thank you.
Everything great.
Next Thursday.
All right. Well, Jasmine, we're so very excited to have you. Everyone that's listening, Jasmine is kicking off our special features on all of the authors. In the Single Mama Dating Drama Anthology. And so look for that every Friday at the weekend edition. So we're very excited to have Jasmine, very honored. And we're going to jump right into our chat right after this brief message, okay?
Hi, this is Cecile Monique, and you're listening to Indie Review Behind the Scenes, your source for the hottest in indietainment's news and features.
So, welcome. Why don't you introduce yourself to everybody?
Okay, so my name is Jasmine Rogers. I am a contributor for Brown Girl's book, Single Mama Day and Drama. My short story, Peace After Revolution, is featured in there. Currently, I live in Alabama. I enjoy writing stories that reflect the cultural history and progression of African-American people. And also... I have a few other short stories that have been published as well last month in different literary works, but I'm sure we'll discuss that later on in the show. But I'm so happy and thankful for the opportunity to be on Indie Review tonight.
Oh, we're happy to have you. So welcome, welcome. And congratulations on all your new releases. I call them book babies, you know, your stories,
yes,
and your anthologies. I'm so excited. So congratulations, first and foremost. What I love to do, I love to kick off with a question. I love to see how authors, writers found the writing path. Was this a lifelong dream of yours, or was it a newfound passion for you?
Oh, no, it's been lifelong. I actually started... like really writing at 12, and I can actually remember the moment vividly. I remember watching an episode of Oprah, and she had Dr. Maya Angelou on the episode, and Dr. Maya Angelou was reciting Phenomenal Woman, and that just
right.
changed my world.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
After that, it was
yes.
done. Like, it was sealed. Writing was my thing.
That was it. Yes, she was phenomenal. She really was a phenomenal woman.
Yes.
I've read her bios and followed her work, and I was so honored because I'm originally from North Carolina, and so mm-hmm. she taught at Wake Forest in North Carolina. So I was like, yes, you know, I had never met her, but I was like, she's here.
Yes.
So very, very cool.
So how does your writing process go? Do you like go anywhere special? Do you need to have music?
Oh yes, I have to have music. If I don't have anything else, I have to have music. My two favorite albums to listen to while I'm writing is usually Marvin Gaye's What's Going On album, and as you can see, I am an old soul, so most of the music I listen to are from the 70s to the 90s, but it would be Marvin Gaye. Like I said, Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, and Erykah Badu's Baduism Live album from 1997, which actually is the 19th anniversary of that album today.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Yes.
It's been out almost 20 years. And everyone, you know, Jasmine, you know, is, I call, just like Jamie, I call them youngins, babies. She's a graduate of uh-huh. Georgia State. So you're youngin. But you do have an old soul, and I think that's fascinating and wonderful. Let's chat a little bit about your story, Peace After Revolution. Can you tell us about it, and where did the idea originate?
So the idea is actually one of the short stories. It's not my usual work that I would do, but it's actually from my own life experiences. It's embedded in the short story. And it came from, as I said, me blasting Erykah Badu's Other Side of the Game at like 1 a.m. And at the end of the song, she says, well, she sings, "Peace after revolution, I know there's confusion." And that kept going through my mind, peace after revolution, peace after revolution. And so from that, plus my life experiences, I was like, this is a story that needs to be told. So this particular soul story made me so uncomfortable because, like I said, so many aspects of my own life and soul revolution is embedded in it.
Right. Very, very cool. Congratulations again. What is the story? Without giving any spoilers, can you just give us a little bit of a taste of what a reader would expect? What is the plot? What is?
Actually, I can read an excerpt for you.
Oh my gosh, even better. Look at her, all prepared. See?
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
So, I would definitely read it. This is from Peace After Revolution, a soul story. He read the depths of her silence like she was literally speaking. Figuratively speaking, he made her mind dance. She was always in a Badu mood for Shad Samuels. The night he mouthed, "I love you," in the heat of passion one summer ago, made her world tingle with unwavering desire. It was an unnatural type of high, Pookie from New Jack City and Wanda from Holiday Heart type of high. That type of high was a dangerous addiction. That type of high made worlds collide and souls crash. Her mind was in combat. "This thing has become so stagnant, Shad. I'm too passionate for it. I feel limited and confined to a box." Shad darted his eyes. He knew the moment would come, but he did not anticipate it being that soon. He looked at the woman with the beautiful hazel brown eyes that told soul-searching stories of love and war, with the long flowing black hair that she willingly and lovingly allowed him to glide his hand through. Her mind enticed him, and her sex made him insane. He was not ready to give up the sweetest form of crack. He knew deep down in his soul that's all it would be, though, a fix of love. She allowed him to bring his fragmented self to her in the midnight hour when restless bodies turned into cowards. Sweet whispers in the darkness that powdered the soul with light. She was his healer in the midst of her brokenness.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I'm over here fanning. That's awesome.
Oh,
I love it.
Thank you.
I am. I'm like, oof. Very
That's
cool.
That's what happens
All right.
when you're listening to Badu at 1 a.m.
I know. So everybody's now walking and after the show, you know, trying to find, you know, a little Badu.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. All right. There you go, Jamie.
So what do you like to do when you're not reading?
Well, not reading. I like to listen to music and spend time with my family.
Nice. Very cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty much a homebody.
Mm-hmm. I think that's great.
Quite
and, mm-hmm. and, you know, Jamie is also one and myself who does need music. You know, we always, for every story, develop a little playlist mm-hmm. or have inspiration from the movie, from the music. But, you know, we've spoken to so many that have said, no, it distracts me. You know, I can't. So it's very cool to, you know, touch base with someone else that needs that.
Yes.
That resource. So, I love the story. I love what you've read. And, you know, definitely, I've lost myself in there, and I'm going to go because, you know, I got the book, so I'm going to go. And definitely, I want to know what's happening next. But, so what, what was your journey to Brown Girl Books? Wow. I mean, I know you feel that it's an honor to be in this collection. So how did you, so how did you find your way to Brown Girl Books?
So with my writing, I've always wanted to be affiliated with writing that celebrates womanhood, but especially black womanhood. So many of the publications that I've already written for, it's based around the lives, diverse lives of black women. And so I actually had a sister, I call her a sister writer friend, because we actually graduated from Georgia State together, and she actually introduced me to Brown Girl Book Publishing. And there was a submission call for a single mama dating drama. And she was like, Jasmine, well, her name is Jada. And she actually, she was a contributor for the X Chronicles.
Oh, okay.
Which is also
yes.
Brown Girl Books.
Brown Girl Books, yes.
Yes. So she was like, you should really think about submitting to it. I was like, this is not my usual writing. I don't know what to write about. Think about my day drama. But then I decided to write.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. And I know that you're happy that you took that leap and took that step.
I am.
So, yes, very much so.
Because we've had those experiences before where we've been, like, writing something and then it turned out differently than we thought it might. Has that happened with you where, you know, you thought you were going to do something and then a character just did something so out there, you're like, what?
Yes, all the time. I did not expect the story to go in a route that it did. It's like, wait, what are you doing? No, don't do that. No.
But you just have to follow the muse, right? You just have to say, okay. You know, it's fruitless to fight against, you know,
that's
where the story
true.
Wants to go. You know, you said that this is a little bit different than what you normally write. Can you tell us a little bit more about your other writings, your other stories?
Usually stories that I write are more so grounded in historical fiction.
Okay.
But they're still about revolutions. Like, my writing is more so geared towards women and revolutions, albeit inner and or outer revolutions.
Mm-hmm.
So this story is more contemporary.
Okay. Yes, yes. I understand, because I too do different. I write more sci-fi fantasy. So, So, you know, it is a little different, the contemporary aspect. But I think it's interesting, and it stretches you as a writer when you do write in a different genre, but you still put a little bit of your own special seasoning sauce, whatever, you know, your own mark in that new story. So that's very cool. Very cool.
When you're writing a book, when you're getting a book ready, what's the most difficult part for you? Like, the actual getting the story out, the editing, you know, the selling the book? What's the part that, you know, is most difficult?
It would be the ending for me. I have a hard time ending my soul stories. I have the hardest time ending them.
That writing process, I mean, you don't want to leave that world. And I mean, mm-hmm. that's good. I think the reader can pick up if the writer is interested, you know, in their story. And that makes you interested because, you know, you can feel that passion in there. So who are some of the, I don't know if you may have mentioned, I know the music, you've mentioned some names that have influenced your writing. How about, you know, is there any books or films that you were growing up with that has influenced you? I think you've referenced actually a couple in the excerpt, but what are some of the influences that have been there for you?
Oh, first and foremost, Miss Toni Morrison.
Yes.
Hands down, my favorite author.
Yes. Yes.
Favorite author.
Yes. I believe the quote was from Miss Morrison, that if you haven't found the book that you like, then write it. I'm hoping
it.
I'm attributing it to the right person. So, yes, definitely. She was one of my first. Very cool.
Oh, I read Song of Solomon, oh, my gosh, that book made me cry. And Beloved.
Oh, my goodness, Beloved was incredible, right?
Oh, yes.
Love it. Yes, very much so. Do you think there's any other genres that you would try that may be a little bit really way outside your norm? I mean, would you try science fiction, fantasy, that type of thing, if that presented itself to you?
I don't think I would. I would probably I don't think so. I would probably stick with the genre that I'm used to.
No, I understand. I mean, because we typically read or we're comfortable. We stay with what we know, and I think that is awesome. So, yeah, I understand completely. One of my favorites is Tana Reeve. I do. I love her. I do. Tana Reeve do. She writes, actually, for a historical base as well. You know, a lot of African history and just different types of histories, and it's placed in a fantasy or paranormal world. And she's really awesome. I love Tana Reeve, too. So you may check her out. She's very cool.
Yeah, I'll have to check her out.
Yes. Yes, there's a romance, too. Sorry, Jamie. I just kind of jumped right on you.
Who are some of your, speaking of that, like, who are some of your favorite writers?
So, favorite writers, like I said, would be Toni Morrison. I actually like Ernest Shea Gaines. Some more contemporary poets that I'm really interested in are Nayira Wahid. I love her poetry. I'm not sure if y'all are familiar with her.
No. But you're a songwriter. Do you write songs? Okay, very cool.
Poetry.
A poet. Have you written, you know, a poetry collection, or do you think that may be something you would do?
Actually, I do have a short story and poetry collection that will be released by Bahati Books soon. It's entitled Soul Stories. It should be released by the end of next month or the beginning of January.
Oh, my goodness. You are really just having an awesome, you know, this is your season. Yeah, that is very cool. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Very, very. And the reason I say that is because I have many friends that are, you know, they're poets. And they sometimes they straddle the the songwriting as well. And the way you speak and the way you write is very lyrical. Is that flowing that I've always been jealous of and I can't do. So you have that same, that beauty in the way you speak and the way you know. And I find that with a lot of poets and songwriters. So I think that's great. What does your family say about, and I'm sorry, Jamie, I promise I will get out your way. What does your family say about your success, your being published now?
Oh, they love it. They're overjoyed because for years they've been like the only people that will actually read my writing. So I have, usually I write so much, like, can you read this? Can you read this for me? Can you read this? And fortunately, none of my family members or friends have ever told me no in regards to my writing.
Wow. Wow, that's very cool that you got that support. That's very cool.
Yes.
Excuse me. So when you're writing something, how long does it usually take?
It depends on my energy. Typically, if I'm in the right space, it doesn't take me long. Usually I can finish a short story within maybe a few hours, but it all depends.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great. So being out here in the writing, you've gone through the conception, the writing, the crafting it, the producing it, and you're published and you have these releases. And I believe Jamie hinted on it a little bit in one of her questions, but I wanted to go back to it. What is one of the biggest things you've learned in the production and the publishing aspect of writing? And what would be a piece of advice that you would give to a new writer?
What I would give to a new writer is to keep writing. No matter what, keep writing. If it's your wildest dream, write it down. Like, when nothing else is going right in your world, write it. If everything is going left, write. Like, by all means, write, and things will start showing up. Blessings will arise.
Just keep at it. Very, very cool.
Yeah, just keep at it. And this is coming. This is coming from a girl who's from Wilcox County, Alabama, which is a small town in Alabama. sitting on her grandmother's front porch with wooden boards and red screen, having dreams of writing to help liberate people in the world.
Well,
and I kept
and you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me tell her. No, I'm sorry. That was just affirmation. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to stop her flow. I was just like, yeah, you're doing it. You're changing this in the world. I'm sorry. Okay, sorry. Very cool.
Yes. So,
Go ahead.
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that if it's your dream and it's your purpose, like, just keep at it, because it's needed in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my.
I agree with you. Keep going for that dream. Don't give up. Yeah, I know some days it's kind of hard, you know, and Jamie and I, we've chatted about it on different shows and you know, in different events or writing. Sometimes you do want to just know, but, you know, when you break through that wall and you keep going at it, it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And I've actually gone on a hiatus from writing, maybe like months at a time. I was not having the creative energy to do it. But then one day, one moment, just sparks again.
It just comes back up. Very cool. What is one thing that your readers, your the listeners, well, those that know you would be surprised to know about you? Something fun.
Something fun. I like to rap certain song lyrics when I'm by myself. Just burst out of rap.
Very cool. Very nice. Have you ever considered the narrative poetry, almost like Hamilton? I'm thinking, you know, the narrative. What is it? Lyrical poems? What is it? They're all poem lyrical. What am I saying, Jamie? Like Hamilton when they tell the story. Oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm saying. But you know what I'm talking about, you know, the stage production Hamilton, and it's like it's a play, but this everything's in lyrics. Let me just be quiet. So I don't know what I'm saying now.
I don't know my brain. I don't know what's going on right now.
Let me whistle and just back out and dig myself out of that. Sorry.
But no, I haven't. Not yet, but that's one thing that I would definitely like to try my hand at.
Writing like your story in the lyrical form. I think that would be cool,
yes.
You know, just
yes.
to try that. It's like a challenge. Yeah, very
mm-hmm.
cool. Thank you. See, she was so sweet. She helped me. let me help this girl.
Yeah.
I don't. No one knows what she's saying. Let me help her out. All right. Sorry.
So we're actually getting done in time. So, what do you want to say to everybody out there? And where can they connect with you to find out about new book releases and things like that?
Okay, so first and foremost, I would like to say, please, if you haven't already, please support Brown Girls Books Publishing.
Yes.
They're doing great and fantastic things in the literary
yes.
world. Also, Single Mama Dating Drama is available on Amazon. Please purchase it and then tell someone else. And then tell them to tell someone else. And also leave a review. And you can also connect with me on Twitter and Instagram at poetic_jazzy. Jazzy is spelled J-A-S-C-Y.
Awesome. Well, Jasmine, thank you so much for taking the time out to come and chat with us. And we just hope that you'll come back. You're more than welcome to come back.
Oh, yes.
Keep us in the loop.
Anytime.
Yes. Yes. You know, and you never know, because Jamie and I, we've got a new segment now. What is it? You know, Jamie, In the Mind of a Writer. And we just randomly
yes.
follow up with folks, writers, you know, with surprise, you know, questions. So, you never know.
Okay.
So we would love to have you come back, you know, either through that aspect or just to chat with us and let us know what's happening. Please do.
Okay, I definitely will.
All right. And Jamie, thank you so much for hanging out. Where can everyone touch base with you?
I have everything on my website, jamielwhite.com, JAMIELWHITE.
There you have it. All right, guys. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to the show. And we are seeing that you are dropping in on our page and you're showing lots of love for our page and the new followers that have come on board. Thank you so much. We just really appreciate you. Jamie and I have been doing this, for about 5 years? Going on 6, right, Jamie? And it expanded from just she and I until we now have 5 segments, 4 different hosts. And we just thank you for supporting us. We just hope that you will also go out and make sure that you do support Single Mama Dating Drama and Brown Girl Books. Fabulous, as Jasmine said, fabulous things that are happening there. Give them that love. Show that support. Grab a copy. Leave a review. And we hope that you have a wonderful weekend. Why? We always say it because you deserve it. Have a good one, guys. Bye-bye. Bye, ladies. Have a wonderful night.
Bye.
Bye, you all as well. Bye.